Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another weekend review. And today, I am reviewing the number three movie trending currently on Netflix. It's called The Colony, and it's a German film, but I also believe I saw it called something else, called Tides. While I was looking for, you know, posters and promotional materials. So, no idea what to expect from this one. The trailer I saw was pretty sparse. Didn't show me a whole lot. It's listed as a sci-fi drama. So, yeah, not really sure what I'm getting into here. So, what is this one about? Well, we get some exposition about how there was this mass exodus away from Earth, because, you know, the Earth became uninhabitable. It's, you know, years later, decades later, and humans are living on another world. However, they face extinction again due to conditions on that planet. Spoiler free, I won't get into that. So they planned an expedition back to Earth to see if it's livable. However, the first expedition was lost, and now this is the second one that we get to see. So it's a three astronaut crew. They go crash in the ocean and gets off to a very rocky start. So while they're searching and doing their thing and testing, you know, getting samples and all that good stuff, they find out they are not alone, and indeed there are already humans there that survived, but they're hostile. And that's actually where I'll stop. I'll leave it right there. From there, Blake, who's one of the astronauts, has to figure out how to communicate, gain their trust, and get a message back to where she came from. But there's another wrinkle here that she didn't expect or anticipate, and doesn't quite know how she's going to navigate that situation. So, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 46% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 49%. So, they pretty much agree. Pretty much. It's pretty close. And what did I think? That's why you're here. Let's get to the positives. The setting gave me Mad Max Waterworld vibes. I can see why this movie was called Tide, since the tide coming in and out kind of plays a role in everything. Very barren and bleak landscape. So the setting definitely, I like the setting for this type of story. It doesn't dive too deep into science, but they give you enough throughout to explain what happened and what's currently going on and what they're trying to accomplish. So I appreciated that. A lot of these movies, they just kind of just throw a bunch of stuff at you and then just leave it alone, and you're like, well, why are they doing that, or what makes sense? And they kind of really do explain everything here, so that was cool. The twist during the second act, you know, I'm a broken record here. Yeah, I saw that coming. It was pretty evident by the way the movie opened that that was going to happen, but I was glad it was there. However, that's where my negatives start. See, once they put that twist in, I was like, okay, cool. Now I want to see how they're going to execute it. But at that point, I knew exactly what was going to happen, and the twist that they revealed, they didn't do anything different to elevate things. In fact, I would say it's pretty just standard stuff after the reveal where, you know, you're no longer wondering what's going on. At least at the beginning, you don't know what's going on, you know what's going to happen, so you're engaged. It's still, you know, kind of suspenseful. Now, once the thing is revealed, I mean, it's pretty basic. In fact, it just paint by numbers at that point, and it gets, dare I say, boring. Nothing here that they do is done in a new or fresh way, other than the setting with the tides and how they deal with that. Like I said, that was the only real new element that was in this type of story. And it builds to the decision that, you know, we all know it's coming, and then they don't quite stick the landing either. The ending is pretty uneventful, and I really didn't care what happened one way or the other. it was just something I was watching and waiting for it to end. It just left me saying, okay, I watched that, now what else is on? So there's nothing here to think about or dive deeper, but I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And unfortunately, no. No, I didn't enjoy it all that much. I will put this one right at a 40% on the Rotten scale. So I'm going to agree with everybody else. And I say 40% because only about 40% of this movie was interesting. It started out fine. Liked the spin with the whole water and all that stuff. And you could tell it was a small budget by the setting. And they used what they had very well. But ultimately, it's just not interesting or entertaining. And that's what we're here for. The storyline is super basic and it's not compelling at all. And that's too bad, because you guys know I root for these smaller type movies. And I really wish they would have played that second half of the movie a bit differently, instead of just trotting out the same old narrative of, you know, astronauts or people coming to a new world. People are already there. You know, I've already said too much. You kind of already know where I'm going with that. So anyway, you could definitely skip this one. There's no reason to watch this unless it's late at night and you're trying to, like, drift off to sleep and you're having some trouble sleeping. Yeah, put this one on and you'll find yourself nodding off and constantly rewinding it, because you didn't even realize you closed your eyes for the last 5-10 minutes and you missed some stuff. But anyway, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Instagram, Facebook, I post all of my links there and posters so you can see the promotional materials of what we were working with. Also, have a TikTok now, so definitely go subscribe, check that out, where I'm just going to give you like a little brief synopsis. If you don't want to, you know, listen to the whole podcast, at least you can kind of preview and know what movie I'm watching. And I'm also going to be doing my Monday movie suggestions over there. So if you want to know a movie to watch, or you're not quite sure what to watch that coming week or that coming weekend, I'm going to give you a suggestion of a movie that I enjoyed, and I'm going to post it on the TikTok. So go subscribe over there. So if, at least if you don't want to listen to the podcast, I can give you a solid movie to watch for the weekend or that week over there. So like I said, I'll do that every Monday going forward. And yeah, thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate you. And I believe there is a new number one movie trending, and I think I might check it out this weekend, since we have a long weekend. And yeah, you'll probably get another review shortly. So thanks again. I appreciate you. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.